You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Into the gym class here in KGYM. Great to have you with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Another week getting underway as we are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union each and every day right here on the gym class program. Thanks to DuPaco, and you can learn how to boost your financial well-being by visiting them at their website at kgymradio.com. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette across the way. Ben on the other side of the glass. And you, our listener, the most important component of the equation. And we thank you for listening today and every day. You can interact with us via the text line or the phone line, 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That's the phone line as well. Again, that is 319-366-1600 as you listen to us on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio app, and stream many different ways to do so. A pleasant good afternoon to you. Did you have a good weekend, I trust?
I did. I hope you did as well. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. A little bit of a chilly day here in eastern Iowa as we approach closer to mid-December. Not surprising, but a little chill in the air.
A little bit. It gets that wind factor going. It feels a little bit. We could use the sun. I could really use the sun. You know, just take a look at it. Just see that it still can come out in wintertime. We got a good show for you. We're going to talk about what happened over the weekend in the world of sports. Specifically, you've got Iowa basketball from last night. Hawkeyes dropping their Big Ten opener to the Wisconsin Badgers down at Carver in Iowa City. We'll talk about that. The latest on Iowa women's basketball, including an update on Kate Martin. We'll hit that around as well. We've got NFL football to talk about as well. Again, 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Couple of texts and dealing with the National Football League, which we will talk about here in just a little bit. But 5952 asking the eternal question, can the Detroit Lions make the playoffs?
Damn right.
Mark is on the bandwagon fully.
They are fun.
They are fun to watch. Speaking of the Lions, we will have the results for the Eagles Hideaway Pick 6 today. I can assure you of that, ladies and gentlemen. Viking fans aren't real happy about the Detroit Lions today, but or yesterday, well, last night, today, what have you. But Detroit's playing good football, really good football there. I believe 6-1 in their last seven. It's either 5-1 or 6-1 after that start. Jared Goff's doing big things, and Detroit's, they're looking good. I don't know if they can make the playoffs. They were in the NFC South, they could. They'd be tied for first place right now if they were in the NFC South. But they are not. They are situated in the second place in the NFC North. And Cyclone Tim, I'm sorry I poo-pooed on Brock's parade yesterday. I did not poo-poo on him. I just said I'm a little skeptical. But he came through with flying colors yesterday. He is the talk of the town as far as the National Football League is concerned. You heard at the top of the hour on SportsCenter all those wonderful accolades that were thrown down. It just makes you wonder why he was the last pick in the seventh round of the NFL draft. I don't know. But he's done so. He's done well so far.
Yeah, we'll get to who won the NFL weekend. Plenty of candidates, and you already mentioned a couple, and it's getting down to the wire here. Games are of more importance. We're going to have Saturday games this week. Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Welcome to December. as far as the NFL is concerned. Again, 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM as we come your way from our Circa Sports Iowa studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Let's start with college basketball from last night. The Iowa Hawkeyes dropping their Big Ten opener in overtime to the Wisconsin Badgers at Carver Hawkeye Arena as Wisconsin wins it 78-75. Iowa without one starter for sure with Chris Murray, a temporary starter with Aaron Ulis, did not play yesterday. And there's no excuses for it, Mark, but to me being there, it just seemed like a third game in 5 days, 6 days, if you will, against Power Five opponents. Iowa just, to me, didn't seem like they had a lot of oomph. And the crowd seemed like they didn't have a whole lot of oomph yesterday as well.
Well, Wisconsin did, and Greg Gard's team came away with a victory. And, despite the fact that Iowa was depleted, it's a bad loss. It's a bad loss. Number one, because it was at home. You want to protect your home court. You were favored, or at least even Steven, with Wisconsin going into the game. missing those two players didn't help. Iowa was fortunate to get it to overtime.
Yes, they were.
Did a great job getting it to overtime. And with, I think, three or four three-point leads in overtime, you were feeling kind of good about it, that Iowa would pull it off. But Wisconsin seemed to hit shots whenever they needed to, and a couple late turnovers on steals or coughing up the ball, spelled Iowa's demise. It was Iowa got hurt badly in the paint. Tyler Wall was terrific.
Yeah.
For Wisconsin. Excuse me, 21 points and 7 rebounds for him. Very crafty player inside. I really like him. But, we've got some. It's a roller coaster. Do we have problems? Yeah.
There are. Connor Estrogen coming off the bench with a career high. Did not help things with 14 points, was 5 of 11 from the field. And Iowa did some things well in the game. One of them was not shooting. Hawkeyes just did not shoot the ball well, 42%. They were 26%. So after hitting everything against Iowa State, and Cyclone Tim on the text line said what was going to happen. He called it. I give you props twice today, Tim. Said Iowa was going to shoot the lights out against Iowa State and then come back and not shoot it well the next game. And that's exactly what happened. And out-rebound Wisconsin. You out-rebound Wisconsin by 9. That's doing good things. Too many turnovers, 0-15. And not enough shooting for the Hawkeyes. They fall to 0-1 in Big Ten play. And yeah, it's a Wisconsin team that has Wall inside. He's certainly he is the go-to guy as far as this team is concerned. It was just this is not a great Wisconsin team. I think it's a good Wisconsin team. It's certainly not last year with Davis out there, who's now doing, in the NBA, but it's a Wisconsin team that doesn't shoot it particularly well from the outside. They can beat you at times out there. Anybody can. But as a whole and as an average, they don't have that go-to guy that they had last year that could get a bucket. And that's what made that loss last night even tougher to swallow, I think, for Hawkeye fans out there, is the fact that it wasn't a great – this is not a great Wisconsin team. You want to play them early because you know they're going to gel. They're going to get better as the year progresses with their young kids and with Greg Gard putting them together. You had a shot to get them at home, and he let them off the hook.
It's not a great Iowa team either. It has had great moments so far. It is only December. Last night, without the McCaffrey boys, it could have been a whole lot worse. Patrick had a very nice game. Connor continues to be steady. Tony Perkins had his moments. But by and large, Rabracha had an okay game, 10-8. Peyton Sanford continues to confound. 0-7 from the field, 0-5 from three. And he's had a stretch where it's just unexplainable because him down the stretch last year in the regular season in the Big Ten tournament, he was huge.
He was.
And is expected to be a huge part of this team. And maybe he will. But right now, I wouldn't say he's a liability, but he's not helping him.
Best thing for this Iowa team, I think, right now is 7 days off. Or 6 days off, it's going to be. They'll get back at it against Southeast Missouri State on Saturday night against SEMO. But this team looked a little bit tired, I thought, last night. Especially when you take Euless out of the equation. And, of course, you take Chris Murray out of the equation. And
well, Carter Kingsbury plays 10 minutes. You know you got a depleted lineup. And he did okay.
He did fine.
He did okay.
He did fine. He didn't do anything that was over his head, and he was solid for those minutes that he got in the game last night. As far as Peyton Sanford is concerned, and I'm not a shooting coach or anything like that, to me, it looks like two things. Number one, he is rushing his shot in a big way, really rushing it, as compared to taking a look at what he was doing last year, especially at the end in the Big Ten tournament, just really rushing that shot. And also not being real stationary. First thing you learn as a shooter is you can't do anything. You can't be leaning ahead. You can't be leaning back. You can't be, leaning to one side or another. And it just looks like he's just trying so hard to get out of this slump. And he will. He's going to be fine. But right now, he's just having trouble putting the biscuit in the basket.
Need some coaching. Needs to be coached up a little bit, I think. Kirk Spira, who retired from the Iowa staff, was renowned for being a really good shooting coach.
He's still around.
He's still around. May still be involved. Maybe Matt Gatens gets involved with Peyton Sanford. That wouldn't be bad. Probably already has been. I shouldn't say it's time to get involved, but there's only one way to work out of this for Peyton Sanford is to see the ball go through the basket.
Yeah, and just not getting that very much right now. 319-366-1600. You'd like to discuss last night's game. Yes, Fran McCaffrey did receive a technical foul last night. Fran was not real happy with the calls last night, and with one official in particular, Larry Serrato. Mm-hmm. you could see that coming from the first 5 minutes of the game, and we all know what kind of game Wisconsin plays. It's a physical game. They'll body you. They like to get their hands on you. It's not the reason Iowa lost that game last night, and Fran McCaffrey's technical is not the reason Iowa lost that game. Iowa actually went on a little mini run after Fran McCaffrey got the technical. Fran was not happy. Not happy at all. I don't think he made, people are kind of, every time Fran gets a technical, it makes news. Now, he hasn't had a whole bunch. He's had 1, 2, 3 in the last 3 years. Been very, very subdued, I think, for Fran on the sideline. And I don't think anything was out of the ordinary last night. Did the assistants have to pull him back? Yeah, they did. Was he upset? Yeah, he was. I think it was also had to do with the fact that the final straw was a foul involving Connor. And, he was being coached, but I think he was also, okay, that's it, and you did it against my kid, and that was the last straw situation. Not condoning it or anything like that, Mark, but he was not happy with that crew from the get-go last night.
No, and as you alluded to, Fran has been fairly calm on the sidelines for quite some time, but I think he had a right to be upset about a couple calls, and I think it just, as you described, kind of grew and grew and grew to the boiling point. And Fran went off, and yeah, it did cost Iowa 2 points, but it didn't cost them the game. Plenty of other things cost them the game.
Yeah, it did. And there have been plenty worse demonstrations on sidelines in that sport and other sports, too, over the years.
Football?
Yeah. it wasn't FranCon 10 or anything like that, says Tim. Yeah, you're right. It was, got a good GIF out there for everybody, though, to use. So that's that's thing one.
Oh, that's the most important
that's
thing,
most
right?
important.
Yeah.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. So Iowa gets ready for finals. Iowa State with finals this week. And so it's pretty calm as far as the basketball landscape is concerned this week. Everybody kind of steps back, make sure you get everything taken care of as far as your academics are concerned at this point, and just get some rest. I think that's the big thing, and that's what I was going to do, hopefully. Also, of course, yesterday, as far as college basketball is concerned, you've got, by virtue, and of course now I cannot find it, but I will find it coming up here, but by virtue of the loss on Saturday, got a new number one. Alabama beats Houston. My Houston Cougars, Mark. They'll be back. They'll be back. But their stay at number one was a 2 week one for Kelvin Sampson and the Cougars.
Purdue's number one now, and Purdue nearly, I think, it lost won in overtime.
Correct.
At Nebraska. Let's see, Virginia and UConn. On Purdue's heels in the polls. This is going to change, too. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we've seen this year after year, like in the Big Ten, Purdue struggles with Nebraska. Penn State wins a big road game. Week in and week out, it's going to be difficult. And that's why it was so important to Iowa to secure that home court victory. Last night, but it couldn't.
Could not get that one. Wisconsin into the top 25, by the way. The Badgers are at number 22. Taking a look at the top 25, you mentioned Purdue is number one, with Virginia, UConn, Alabama, and Houston, your top five. Other Big Ten, Big 12 teams, you got Texas. They are in the Big 12 still for now. They are number seven. Kansas right behind them at number eight. You got Baylor at 11. Indiana is 14. They stay pat. Then you've got Illinois at number 18. Maryland falls to number 20. TCU at 21. Wisconsin 22. Ohio State is 23 this week. So that's what it looks like as far as the AP top 25 is concerned. And Illinois, Brad Underwood making some headlines as well. We've all heard this before in this neck of the woods. It's not my fault. It's their fault. Calling out his team early in December for no leadership. That's not playing well, reading about that over in Champaign-Urbana.
Illinois already lost three games. Indiana's already lost two.
Yes, they have.
So it's going to be a really, really interesting Big Ten race. Purdue out in front at 10-0, but as the calendar turns to 2023, hold on to your seats.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Now, 7010 is saying Fran's behavior is ridiculous. His kid caused him a timeout with the ridiculous hook and hold, or should I say non-hook and hold. Yeah, I thought that wasn't the best thing to do at that particular point. And then after the technical, I don't even know what to say anymore. I agree about the early look at the replay. I did not think that was a foul, and it turned out that it was not called a foul on a hook and hold. It could have been a flagrant one, but it was not. And, I mean, I didn't see
they were looking at that from the Wisconsin standpoint,
right,
too.
I didn't see the replay of it. I was there, so I don't have a monitor in front of me. But from my view, it did not look like anything egregious happened. And as far as Fran's technical, like I said before, there have been a whole lot worse. Not condoning anything like that, but he's not the first one to get a technical. Will not be the last college basketball coach to do that.
I'm not too exercised about it.
319-366-1600. We'll get to an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up here in just a little bit. And we'll get that coming up for you. Let's go ahead and go to our poll question. It is brought to you by the good folks at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They've been serving customers since 2003. And it deals with one of the texts we got a little bit earlier on, Mark.
It does indeed. Are the Lions going to make the playoffs? Yes or no?
I love it. This was fun a little bit ago. Now everyone's involved with the Detroit Lions, getting them to the playoffs. Go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com. We need to take a look at the Lions' schedule, don't we, Mark? We have to. We have
to. Big game this week at the Jets.
Yep. They go to New York this week.
For both teams.
They go to New York. They are at Carolina. They've got your Bears at home and then at Green Bay. So what are they, 6-7 right now?
Mm-hmm.
Carolina's playing a little bit better with the new coach. It's going to be tough. They should beat the Bears. Sorry, Mark, at home. 7. So it's going to come down to the Jets and Green Bay. Can they go? What's Green Bay going to have to play for is a big question on January 8th of 2023.
Where's their game?
At Green Bay.
Okay.
At Green Bay.
Problem is you got all four teams in the East, the NFC East, ahead of Detroit.
But they're going to start playing each other.
They're going to play one another, and I don't think the Giants and Washington are going to hang on and have winning records. They might have 500 records, but I got to think Detroit have to go 3-1.
They got to go 3-1. Got to go 3-1 at this point because the Cowboys are going to take one of the wild cards. We know that. And after that, you got to think on the West. I mean, can Seattle hang on? They've got the Niners this week. Then they go to Kansas City. So that's two tough games in a row for Seattle. 49ers are out front. No one from the South is going to get a wild card. It's doable. It's doable. Which would be interesting. 319-366-1600. 327. Let's go ahead and throw it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. They're open each day at 4 o'clock, and you can find them online at emilshideaway.com.
Quite a bit on the board today in the category of honors. Iowa's Jack Campbell and Iowa State's Xavier Hutchinson named AP All-Americans. Campbell is the 29th consensus All-America in Iowa history. Campbell and Laporta last night were named most valuable players on the Iowa football team this particular year. Transfer news. Former Iowa wide receiver Keegan Johnson is headed to Kansas State, and linebacker Justin Jacobs going to Oregon as they leave the transfer portal. Recruiting news, more transfer news. Running back Arlen Harris Jr., previously played sparingly at Stanford, is headed for Iowa State. He was recruited not only by the Cyclones, but the Iowa Hawkeyes. In coaching news, prayers out to Mike Leach, who had a medical emergency over the weekend and is in critical condition. He, the Mississippi State football coach, wished the best for him. And Texas basketball coach Chris Beard.
Yeah.
Arrested early this morning for felony domestic assault in his home. Texas scheduled to play Rice tonight. I'm sure the game will go on, probably without Beard. And if you missed it, the Heisman Trophy, a native Iowan or Iowa high school product, Max Duggan, finished second He, the TCU quarterback, finished second to Caleb Williams. And I think I have to go back to, as far as Iowa High School products, Randy Duncan.
Yeah.
Des Moines Roosevelt finished second in 1958.
Jay Berwanger, of course.
And Niall Kinnick.
Although, I did not know this, by the way. Niall Kinnick actually graduated from a school in Nebraska.
Well, knock me over with the feather.
This was a tweet put out by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Yes, he grew up in Iowa, in Adel, but actually graduated high school from a school in Nebraska. Now, I have no idea on that. I know I have to check out the background. I got to get to the one of the things I want to do soon is take a look at the Kinnick documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that talks about it. But, yeah, that knocked me over. It's like, what?
I don't think I've ever heard that. I mean, I've heard that Kinnick was Bob Feller's battery mate in Legion baseball and a lot of other things about Niall Kinnick, but I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't have time to take a look at it in depth, but that was the tweet that came out. And nothing is, you know, Twitter is 100% accurate, as we know.
But that's pretty good for an Iowa high school product to finish second in the Heisman.
Not bad. A lot of people around a little bit upset with Caleb Williams. At one time, Mark, before it was a quarterback award, there are some codicils. You've been at the award ceremony. It's very, obviously very prestigious, very honorable. And one of the codicils as far as winning the Heisman is, you know, your persona off the field. And yeah, there's some, pictures going around that aren't real flattering about Caleb Williams. We'll just say that.
Interesting. And Williams certainly had the statistics. The head scratcher for me, Michael Penix Jr. out of Washington. You look at his stats. I think he finished seventh or eighth. Man, he had a heck of a year.
Former Hoosier.
Right.
Former Hoosier quarterback. 1156 says, yes, true statement about Niall Kinnick. He and my dad were classmates at Benson High in Omaha. The Bunnies.
Thank you so much for that.
Appreciate that, 1156. Tough news about Mike Leach. You mentioned 9049 saying that as well. His stories about coaching in Mount Pleasant are legendary. His stories are legendary, period, with Mike Leach. There you go. 319-366-1600. 3:32, we'll come back. A little bit of news about Iowa women's basketball. We'll talk about the National Football League and more when we continue with the gym class after a look at weather and a break on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have another cloudy, gloomy day. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 30s, and it will be breezy. The winds will pick up tonight, and the clouds stick with us. Temperatures drop down to a low around 30. Tomorrow, precipitation starts to move in the morning hours. There could be a brief wintry mix early on. We'll then transition to rain, and rain will continue throughout the day on Tuesday with temperatures rising toward 40 degrees. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
One of the things that I love about betting on the NFL is that I'm always finding new player or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is that you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Perfect for tonight's game. Ramondre Stevenson going over the receiving yards total. DeAndre Hopkins is an anytime touchdown scorer. And the Patriots money line is a same game parlay that I like. Same game parlay is just one of many reasons I bet with FanDuel. They have an easy to use app, easy to register, easy to deposit, and it's easy to find your bet. And they feature live betting. You can place your bet fast during a game if you see a trend that you like. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay, so lock in your bet today. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Sign up with promo code KUHN for your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code KUHN. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
There's always something special. special at Siegel's.
Siegel's holiday savings start now. Our entire selection of designer, vintage, estate jewelry, bridal rings, watches, gold, and sterling are at 40 to 70% off retail savings. Tennis bracelets and diamond studs, both laboratory grown and mined, 50% off. No interest layaway and Synchrony financing available. Located one block south of Town and Country Shopping Center on First Avenue.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
This summer, just say, what the fun, in a rugged, fuel-efficient Honda SUV, America's most fuel-efficient full-line automaker, and have whatever fun you want. Camping, water skiing, a 12-game round-robin travel ball tournament crisscrossing the entire region. What the fun indeed. New Hondas are arriving daily, so get to your Central Midwest Honda dealer today. Honda gets the Midwest. Based on EPA estimate of model year 2020 large full-line automaker fleet-wide fuel economy. 2021 EPA Automotive Trends Report, November 2021.
One innocent click could lock down your entire network for ransom. Hackers are getting more and more devious, so teach your employees to check before they click. When you open an email, hover over the address to see where it's really coming from. If it doesn't match, is misspelled, or looks off in any way, delete it. Remember, any email could be a trick, so check before you click. This message presented by Network Computer Solutions. Download their complete Protect Your Network guide at ncsei.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back on the gym class at 3:35 here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn follows us from 4 until 6. And then tonight we've got the Cyclone Coaches Show at 6:30 until 8 o'clock for you. And then we'll join up with Monday Night Football. It'll be the Cardinals and the Patriots coming up tonight. We'll join that at 8 o'clock. 52-68. Before we leave Iowa basketball, Iowa will lose the majority of their games due to lack of big men. I told you this earlier today. I was significantly surprised that Iowa did not play Josh Ogundele in that first half, especially. Doesn't always get into the second half, but I really expected to see him early and often going up against the Wisconsin front line. We never saw him.
Especially the way Wisconsin scored in the paint. And perhaps Fran McCaffrey thought Wall was too quick for Ogundele. I don't know. Wall did most of his work against Rabracha and a little bit against Connor McCaffrey, I think. But, yeah, I, too, was surprised that Ogundele didn't see the floor.
Connor McCaffrey having to go up against Biggs is I thought Connor did a pretty good job. But that's going to be that's been a problem for a while. Anyway, since Luka Garza left, this Iowa basketball team is defending the interior. And, yeah, that's why I thought we'd see Ogundele yesterday. Did not happen. But we'll see on down the line right here. Iowa women's basketball news. Of course, the Hawkeyes got their Big Ten season off with a win at home against Minnesota on Saturday night, which could be the final Sonano and Sonano cool game, at least at home anyway, or outside of the Big Ten tournament perhaps. But Caitlin Clark, by the way, named Big Ten Women's Basketball Player of the Week.
Zach Edey's right behind her. Yeah. Zach Edey has just been named the Big Ten Player of the Week for the third straight week.
Well, he's one ahead of Caitlin. Big story, though, coming out of the game on Saturday night was the fact that Kate Martin went down with, at the time, what appeared to be a somewhat significant injury. I guess better news now coming out of Iowa women's basketball camp.
Possibility she could play in the next game, which I think is this weekend. She went to the locker room, came back using crutches. It's described as a shin bruise. That's not comfortable by any means, but perhaps they'll be able to work that out. And better news than some anticipated on Martin. She's described as really the glue of this team. Roommates with Monica Zanano and really in many ways keeps this team together. So you hope for her return as soon as possible.
Iowa goes next on Sunday afternoon when they will host the UNI Panthers, trying to win the mythical women's basketball state championship. And that will be a 2 o'clock start at Carver-Hawkeye Arena before the women take on Dartmouth. That'll be coming up on the 21st, which is a week from Wednesday. Iowa gets back into Big Ten play when they take on Purdue on December the 29th. That will be at home as well. So good news, I think, as far as the Iowa women are concerned, because anytime lower with anyone, but I think especially as far as women's basketball is concerned, you take a look at that lower leg and the first thing you think of is knee, and then nothing good can come from that. But this was a shin injury, so that seems like it's a better situation. Would rather not have an injury at all, but that's the way it goes. Iowa State got easy wins yesterday with the men and the women. You heard those games right here on KGYM. By the way, John Walters will join Alex and Todd coming up at 4:30 today, and we'll talk about the victory for the men as Jazz Kuntz with a good shooting performance yesterday for Iowa State as they took care of business against McNeese State, team that beat UNI, on upset UNI on Friday night. Panther basketball right now is in need of a shot in the arm. Let's just say that. 319-366-1600. The National Football League from the weekend. Of course, we started off the show talking about the Detroit Lions. They are the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Who is loved more today by the world, the Detroit Lions or Brock Purdy? That's the question. Brock Purdy is the toast of the town, Mark, as well he should be in the National Football League.
Yeah, he should be in bright lights in Santa Clara and San Francisco. His first NFL start, a win over Tom Brady. He didn't play Brady. He opposed him, but it's the first time Brady has lost to a first-time starter. And Purdy was really good. Two touchdown passes, one running touchdown. He's in relief the previous week and now as a starter this week. He's done some terrific things, and you can't deny that at all. Now, Thursday, the 49ers go to Seattle, which won't be a picnic by any means. But, I was riveted to that game. I checked on the Chiefs a little bit.
Well, thanks.
Just because of the pick six.
Right.
But good for Purdy. I mean, and some folks wonder, senior year, how are they only 7-6? Well, they didn't have Debo Samuel and McCaffrey.
Debo Samuel's future looks like is still up in the air as far as the 49ers are concerned. He's got weapons around him and a really good defense. That's a good San Francisco team. And since they've got McCaffrey, like I said, I don't know. Can Brock take them to the championship game? Philadelphia looks really, really good. And the Eagles right now are the two-game lead in the NFC as far as home field.
Got to go to the Bears this week, though.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know.
Good luck with that. The Eagles Eagles are flying high right now. Speaking of Tom Brady this year, it's not been a great season. Although they are still the number four seed because they lead the NFC South. But Tom Brady has lost to Mitch Trubisky, an XFL quarterback, his former backup's backup, and now Mr. Irrelevant all this year. That is the way it has gone on the field for Tom Brady this year. Off the field, yes. Some more things that did not go his way. 319-366-1600. Mike from Marengo. Speaking of the NFL, I saw the worst roughing the passer call on Sunday Night Football last night ever. Something has to change with that. I would agree, but nothing is going to. In fact, I think it's going to go the other way as we get down the line.
Is that on Herbert or Tua? Tua.
Tua Tagovailoa?
Yeah.
I would have to double.
Herbert was under constant pressure, I know that.
Yes.
But he had a terrific game and went over Miami.
I did not see much of that game last night coming back from Iowa City, but did see some of the highlights in passing today. And they're bad, bad calls all the time as far as the National Football League is concerned. Yesterday, some of the headlines, the Cowboys sneaking one out against the Houston Texans, the resilient Houston Texans, Mark, as Dallas had to get a touchdown in the last minute of that game to come away with a victory. And that was after their defense stuffed Houston inside the 5-yard line. The Texans could have put that thing out of hand, and that would have really created havoc as far as the NFC is concerned. I mentioned Detroit got the better of Minnesota yesterday. Lions are only a game out of a possible playoff spot. Well, two games out, I beg your pardon, behind the Washington Commanders and the suddenly reeling New York Giants. The Giants not looking particularly good at this point. The West right now, it is a two-game lead for the San Francisco 49ers as Seattle drops a game to Carolina yesterday. So you looks the Arizona Cardinals, Mark, 4-8 with a win tonight over the Patriots, can go to 5-8 and conceivably still in it. Now, if Green Bay is still in it at 5-8, the Arizona Cardinals can still be in it at 5-8, right?
True, but the Cardinals aren't going to win tonight.
Oh, bold prediction?
I don't know how bold it is, but it's my feeling. I mean, you talk about the top storylines of the weekend, certainly Purdy. Definitely the Lions beating the Vikings. And I'm here to say that I don't think that Viking defense is sustainable. I really don't
think so.
It's
got to get better.
It does.
It's got to get better.
You got to look at the Eagles, 12-1 now, and just looking like world beaters. And, you know, right now in the NFC, it's Philadelphia and San Francisco, right?
Right. In Dallas, yeah, you don't discount the Cowboys. It's hard to get up for 17 games in a year, and I understand how the Cowboys might have been overlooking Houston. Thank you, Dallas, because guess who gets Houston this week? And now they're not going to sneak up on the Chiefs and Arrowhead.
Well, one of the Cowboys' starting offensive tackles is out for the season.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct, and that did not help anything as far as Dallas is concerned, but I think the Cowboys are okay. They're going to be fine. They're going to get second as far as the NFC East is concerned. They're going to be the top wild card. So Dallas, it's more than likely going to be Dallas and Tampa in Tampa. In what, you know, the storyline is going to be, is this going to be Tom Brady's last game? If Dallas goes in there and beats Tampa, that's going to be the big question mark of that one. So that one's pretty much, it's not set in stone, but boy, it is definitely out there and looking like it's going to be Dallas versus whoever wins the South. If it's Tampa, great. If it's not, Carolina and Atlanta at 5-8 are only a game out, believe it or not.
Yeah, there's teams getting better. Carolina's getting better. Jacksonville's getting better. We've already talked about Detroit. You know, you can't sleep on anybody. The Cowboys know that. I mean, your Chiefs had a big lead against Denver, and then were on the ropes. Or were they?
They were on the ropes.
They were on the ropes.
Made me nervous. 27-0, and then kind of fell asleep. But give Russell Wilson some credit. He and Jerry Jeudy as well. He had a whale of a day yesterday as far as the Denver Broncos are concerned. Chargers got a much-needed win. They needed that. The AFC right now is basically the haves and the have-nots at this point. The Chargers are kind of that lone middle team in there. But the East, you got, you know, Buffalo with a two-game lead over Miami now, and they've won that battle, head-to-head. So You got Buffalo, Miami, the Jets at 7-6 aren't bad. New England has, in my opinion, to win tonight. If they drop to 6-7, it's not looking really good as far as Bill Belichick getting into the postseason. Baltimore and Cincinnati is going to be fun down the stretch. They are both 9-4. I mean, Tennessee is reeling right now. I cannot figure out what's wrong with the Tennessee Titans.
They're playing good earlier.
That's too good of a football team to do what they're doing right now.
When's Lamar Jackson coming back?
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
And now his backup is Huntley took the concussion. Minkah Fitzpatrick, vicious hit yesterday early in that game. So Baltimore was down to their third-string quarterback and still got the victory yesterday as far as the Ravens are concerned. And yeah, and then the Chiefs at 10-3. West will be won this week unless something strange happens at Arrowhead with the Houston Texans. And they'll fight it out with Buffalo, Baltimore, and Cincinnati right now for the top spot in the AFC.
Talk about who won the weekend, 32-53. How about the Bears? They didn't lose this weekend. That was nice. Bears with a bye this past weekend.
Lions are one game out, says 38-30, and they own the tiebreaker over both. I'm wanting those Detroit Lions to do good things.
It's a big, big game at the Jets this week. The Jets 7-6, fighting for a playoff berth. Lions trying to get to 500 and, you know, furthering their cause for a playoff berth.
Very true. Aiden Hutchinson, defensive rookie of the year.
Well, he's good.
He is good. He has changed that defense around as far as the Detroit Lions are concerned. 3:51 here on the Gym Class program at KGYM. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, let you know the results of the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you and more when we return after this here on KGYM.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw, it's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
It's almost that time of year again. What time is that, Clayton? Christmas time, you silly goose. It's our Love Local Sale. You got it, Joe. We have fantastic deals on everything from diamond studs to engagement rings. Are we still giving away those big TVs? You bet your sweet bippy. We got 65-inch TVs, Apple AirPods, Nelson Meat Market gift cards, and more. Till Christmas, it's our Love Local Sale. Come see us at Siepke Hoyt Jewelers on the corner of Collins Road and First Ave. Siepke Hoyt Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. 40, love, match point.
Out. There's no way that was out.
Out. The ball is out. It's out.
Are you even watching?
No, honestly, I'm not. I'm watching college football on my phone with AT&T 5G.
Wow, that's too much.
With AT&T 5G, too much college football is never too much. 5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Back in the gym class at 3:53 here on KGYM. Scott and Mark, Ben with you. Todd and Alex coming your way next from 4 until 6. Cyclone Coaches Show tonight at 6:30. We'll join up with Monday Night Football coming up at 8. We need to give you the results of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. The panel made the picks. The listeners hitched their wagon. And how did it come out, Mark?
Brilliant week for you. You were 5-1. The only loss was Kansas City did not cover. Otherwise, you would have had a perfect week. Really good week for Dave Alec as well. He was 4-2. Mark and Spencer bringing up the rear at 2-4. Now this week, by the way, the real winner, coincidentally, was another Scott from Cedar Rapids.
Oh, Scott helping Scott.
Yes.
Love to have that. Love to have that.
Scott with the $30 gift cards at Emo's Hideaway. Enjoy it. This Friday, we will be beginning our dive into the Bulls.
Oh, and there's some beauties.
There's some real beauties. I haven't sent out the picks yet, Scott, but we're going to have games like North Texas and Boise and Toledo and Liberty.
I will say this, though. I will say this. If we do Friday, well, we can't do it on Friday because it will be started when we make our picks.
Right.
That Troy-San Antonio game is pretty good, the Cure Bowl in Orlando. That's
an early start.
It's an early start. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff, but that's a good one. That is a good one. I wish we could do that one. Troy's good. So is San Antonio. Texas-San Antonio. It'll be San Antonio soon.
You can look forward to that on Friday. And nice week, Scott. Nice week.
Thank you. How can we not look forward to the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl, the second version of the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl? That'll be Washington State and Fresno State.
That's a possibility as well.
As a lifelong Lions fan, 1960 says, I have to say what a difference a coach can make, by the way. Thank you for winning me the picks this week, Scott. Thank you, Scott.
I have not met a lifelong Lions fan.
Well, Scott,
I know there
is
out there.
A lifelong Lions fan.
Way to go, Scott. I'm rooting for your team.
34-95. Texans needed to win to get the Bears one game closer to that number one pick next year. Yeah, Mike, we did talk about Mike Leach. Sad news. They have now reported that Mike Leach did have a major heart attack at his home and was rushed to the hospital in Starkville and now is in Jackson, Mississippi. And, all the college football and sports world behind Mike Leach at this point. No doubt about that, and I did talk about that a little bit earlier, but thanks for bringing it up. You and I watched it, but I'm curious how many people watched the match on Saturday night.
I don't know. It was kind of entertaining. Golf after dark. Reminded me of the old days when Twin Pines had lights on the back nine.
Yeah, except I couldn't ever find the ball the one time I played.
You got to hit it in the fairway.
Well,
for
I
that
did,
to
and
happen.
I could not find the ball.
If you missed it, Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth kind of whacked Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods, but just the bantering and the fun, and raised a lot of money for hurricane relief.
It did.
That was the main thing.
It did, and Charles Barkley was excellent again. Being the foil for everybody out there. Mm-hmm. It was good stuff. Alabama University.
Ticked off Justin Thomas, that's for sure.
That was a lot of fun. And Tiger and Charlie this week for the PNC Championship. It's not father-son. You can have any type of relative. But going to be interesting. Tiger was really, really not walking well. So he gets a cart this week in the Bahamas. So we'll see how that plays out. Lifelong Browns fan, wanted to say hi and love your show. Thank you, 6424. Tomorrow, talking about the show, Rob Howe will join us and KJ Pilcher. We'll talk to you then.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right.
Always.
Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
But we're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
The Venter X card from Capital One gives you more of what you love.